All right, today we're going to finish up Shir 1, which I really wanted it to take one Shir, but I guess it took three. So I'm going to try to be more committed to changing the topic each and every day going forward. B'li Neder. Today, like every day, I'm not really going to say any chidushim, but really no chidushim today. I'm really just going to say over what Rav Shachter says in case you lack any sort of clarity on it. So pretty much just to go over what you did in Seder just now and try to present it in a clear way. And then, Be'ez Hashem, at the end of the year, maybe we'll do something on the Parsha, some Divrei Chizik, Divrei Musar, Divrei Hashkafa, relating to the Parsha, Divrei Drush, relating to the Parsha. So again, we left off yesterday with a lot of problems with the Rambam. The Rambam had this very clear rule that when two things are ma'akev each other, when there are two components that are ma'akev each other, that by definition means that they are one mitzvah. When two things are not ma'akev each other, that by definition means that they are two mitzvahs. So for example, if you do not have a tefillin shel rosh, but you do have a tefillin shel yad, you put on a tefillin shel yad without a tefillin shel rosh, that means they're not ma'akev each other. And that's why the Rambam says tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh are two mitzvahs, because they're not ma'akev each other. On the other hand, if you have dalad minim shabalulav, let's say you don't have hadasim, but you have the other three minim, so you have nothing if you don't have hadasim. You don't take a lulav and esrog and aravos. You don't get any mitzvah at all if you just take lulav, esrog, and aravos without the hadasim. They are ma'akiv each other, and therefore, by definition, they are one mitzvah. So the problem everyone has with the Rambam, and the Rambam, as we saw yesterday, has this problem with himself, is if you're going to paskin like the Shita of the Chachamim, that Tcheles is not Makiv Lavan, Lavan is not Makiv Tcheles, or let's put it in less fancy terms, if you're going to paskin like the Jewish people have paskin for centuries, that we haven't had Tcheles, and yet we've still been wearing tzitzis, because you hold that you can do the mitzvah of tzitzis in some way with just Lavan and no Tcheles, then by definition you must hold that Tcheles and Lavan are two separate mitzvahs. Yet the Rambam himself says that Tcheles and Lavan are one mitzvah. What is going on? What is the explanation for how the Rambam could say, given that rule that being ma'akev defines whether it's one mitzvah or two, how could he paskin that they are not ma'akev each other, yet they're one mitzvah? How does he possibly get to that conclusion? And the other problem with the Rambam is the fact that the other question on the Rambam is the fact that when the Rambam in Halacha Dalid describes the idea of Eino Ma'akev, in source number 5, in Halacha Dalid, he says, Tcheles Eino Ma'akev is Halav, and Lav Eino Ma'akev is Tcheles, clearly passing like the Rabbanan. Keitzad, what does it mean that they're not Ma'akev each other? Sahareisha Ein Lo Tcheles, Osa Lav and Levado. He says, well, if you don't have Tcheles, that means that in all those centuries, the Jewish people didn't have Tcheles, still put Lav on in your tzitzis. That's great, that's exactly what we do, and that's exactly the Shita of the Rabbanan, that's exactly what Eino Ma'akev means. But then he takes a left turn, and he says, V'cheinim asa lavan u'tcheles v'nifsak halavan, v'nismait ad haknaf, v'nishar tcheles levado, kosher. And similarly, if you have lavan and tcheles, and the lavan snaps, and becomes much shorter up to the knaf, and you're left with only tcheles, that's kosher. That's not what the words mean, lavan eino ma'akev is tcheles. Shouldn't the words lavan eino ma'akev is tcheles mean that if you don't have lavan, you can wear just tcheles? Isn't that what it means if you hold like the Rabbanan? When did the Gemara talk about if something snaps? That's only according to the Shita of Rebbe, who holds that you cannot be yotzei the mitzvah with just tcheles or with just lavan. But the Rambam holds you can be, that you could be yotzei with just lavan. If you could be yotzei with just lavan, Mislam, you should be able to be yotzei with just tcheles. These are the kashas on the Rambam. So in order to explain the Rambam, Rav Shachter points out, in Kina Segos, I'm not going to read the whole thing inside. If there are parts that anyone wants me to read inside, let me know and I'll be happy to do so. But Rav Shachter explains, based on a comment of the Netziv. The Netziv explains that we have this machlokes that we discussed yesterday, where Rashi and Tosos hold that how much love and how much tcheles? No, what did we say? Half-half, right? Two strings love and two strings tcheles, exactly. And the Rambam and the Ravid both say, no, it's much less tcheles than that. How much less? Machlokas Rambam and the Ravid, we'll get to that eventually. We're going to have a shiur about that. But it's, the Rambam says 1 out of 8, the Ravid 2 out of 8, fine. We'll get to the svaras of all the shitos. But the Netziv suggests, that forget about a three-way machlokas because that makes things overcomplicated. Let's assume a two-way machlokas. Let's assume the Rambam and the Ravid say much less, Rashi and Tosfos say much more, right? Rashi and Tosfos say it's even, the Rambam and the Ravid say it's not even, much less tcheles than lavan. Make it very uncomplicated. He says, what are they arguing about? So the Netziv suggests that they're not just arguing about how many strings you're supposed to have. They're arguing about the fundamental nature of tcheles. What is this requirement of tcheles? By Rashi and Tosfos telling us that there should be an even number of strings of tcheles and lavan, what they're essentially saying is that when you make tzitzis, there are two ingredients in your tzitzis that are equal partners in your tzitzis. There's the lavan and there is the tcheles, and as Tosfos says, it's mistaver that they're equal partners. If they're partners in making your tzitzis, it's logical that they're equal. The lavan is no different than the tcheles, tcheles is no different than the lavan. They are both equal components to the mitzvah of tzitzis. That's how Rashi and Tosfos understand it. But, says the Netziv, that's clearly not how the Rambam and the Ravid understand it. Because the Rambam and the Ravid have much more white than they have blue. So why is that? Why would they have so much more white than blue? So says the Netziv, the way the Rambam and the Ravid understand it must be that tzitzis is defined by the lavan. Lavan is tzitzis. When you are making your tzitzis with your lavan, there is a requirement, if you have it available, to use tcheles to wrap around the lavan. Meaning the role of the tcheles is the wrapper. It's the korech. It's that which you wrap around. Korech means to wrap. It's another important yisod. It's a big Rav Elibowitz yisod. It's one thing that anyone who ever went to Mashir and, right? How do people translate korech at the Seder? What do you do? Korech means? So everyone says sandwich. Korech does not mean sandwich. The word korech in Hebrew does not mean sandwich. Why do people think the word korech means sandwich? Right? You know Hebrew, right? The word korech does not mean sandwich, it means to wrap. Why do people think the word korech means sandwich? So if people think the word korech means sandwich because on the night of the Seder you make the matzah sandwich with... It's because people have these hard, brittle matzahs and they make a sandwich out of them. But that's not what it was, obviously. When they had real matzahs, before everyone got so nervous about making real matzahs and just making these flat crackers, so they used to have matzahs that were soft. And many Sfarim still have matzahs that were soft, and they would wrap the matzah around the maror and the Karban Pesach. And that's why the Karban Pesach wasn't like matzah in a sandwich with some lettuce and some lamb. No, it was a lafa with lamb. It was a shawarma. It was a shawarma with lettuce. It was with the whole salad. You couldn't put hummus in it because you had to dafka. You couldn't change the tam. But at least the basics was pretty good. So anyway, the word korech means tzrat. So the korech, the winder, or the wrapper is tcheles. That's the role of tcheles. Tcheles is a winder, which means that tcheles without lavan has no mashmos whatsoever. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't do anything. It has no role. The whole role of tcheles, according to the Rambam and the Ravid, is to use it to wrap around the lavan. If you don't have a lavan, you can't wrap it around air. And just putting tcheles there doesn't do anything. There's no ma'il in putting tcheles there. The ma'il is the tcheles being the wrapper around the lavan. That's how the Netziv explains the Shitas HaRambam and Shitas HaRavid. Similar to the idea of Lulav Tzarech Eged, where the Eged of the Lulav isn't a separate mitzvah, it's part of how to do the mitzvah of Lulav, is that you bind the Lulav together with the Eged. That would explain very well why the Rambam, if you look in Perek Aleph Halacha Tes of Hilchos Tzitzis, in source number 5, says the Rambam, Ha'osa lavan below tcheles. If someone makes lavan without tcheles, let's say you have not yet purchased your tcheles, so you only have lavan strings, so you wear lavan without tcheles. Lokeach echad mishmona achutin v'korech osal shar achutin at shlishan. This is basic halachos. You take one of the 8 strings, you call that the shamish, let's say, and you wrap it around the other strings. Uminiach shnei shlishtin anach. And the way you do it is the first third is the part that's tied, and this is even if you do have tcheles, you have one third of it that's actually made up of the tied part, and then two thirds should be the loose hanging string if you're able to do it. In fact, when Rav Schechter first started tying the tcheles, He used to do, like I have on this Peretzitzis actually, that each of the seven sections he had only three wines instead of seven on each of the seven sections. But he said that l'chadchila, really the best thing to do is to have seven wines on each of the seven sections. So I asked Rav Schechter why it is that he only tied three wines on each of the seven sections, not seven, and he said because he couldn't get it to be the right proportion when he tied seven on each of the seven, meaning he wouldn't have two-thirds left hanging. He used too much of it on the winding part that it came out to be more like half and half instead of one-third, two-thirds. So I said, you know, like the Tchelis people are completely meshubah to you and they'll do whatever you tell them to do. So if you tell them to make longer strings, they'll make longer strings. He's like, I'm not going to be matriach them. They're serving Klal Yisrael. They're not serving Herschel Schechter. So I called up the Tchelis people. I'm like, you guys should really make longer strings. You know, you're advertising Rav Schechter Shita, and it's not Rav Schechter Shita what you're advertising, meaning he really owes seven. So that's when they started... So they changed them, and now they tell, instead of selling it as Rav Schechter Shita, they tell anyone who wants to do like Rav Schechter to buy two Rivets, because with the Rivets sets they sell very long blue strings, so the strings are big enough to be able to what? Yeah. So anyway, the Rambam says that's the way it's supposed to break down. One third, two thirds is halach lemaisa. That's the way it's supposed to break down. I'm in the wrong paragraph. He says, if you're only tying lavan and you want to tie it the way you would tie tcheles, that's great. But if you want to tie it some other way, that's also fine. It doesn't really matter how you tie it if you're only tying lavan. The only thing that matters is, however you're tying it, one third should be the tied part, two thirds the loose hanging part. What do you mean it doesn't matter? Everything in Judaism matters. Every detail matters. Right? Whenever someone asks, does God really care if I... Yes! God cares! That's why there's a shas and a shulchan aruch, because God cares about every little detail. All of a sudden, you're only using love and it doesn't matter how you tie it. Because the Vart is, according to the Rambam, the whole idea of the krichos, the whole idea of the chulios are, when we refer to chulios, pashtus is, we're referring to like each section is a chulio. Krichos are the wraps around. So when... We'll get to how you tie it in. But if the whole point of the tcheles is that the tcheles is the winder, and if you don't have tcheles, you're not using the real winder anyway. You're not doing the krichos properly. You're not making the chulios properly anyway because you don't have tcheles. So then it doesn't matter how many you make and how many there are in each one. It's not going to make a difference anymore because you're anyway not getting the proper chulios and the proper krichos because you need tcheles in order to do the proper chulios, proper krichos. So then it's if it's very well, the Netziv is perfect with that Rambam. That all sort of love, and that's the biggest kasha people ask me when they start wearing tcheles. A lot of times they'll ask, we'll say, but what do you mean? Yeah, don't you have to remember Taryag Mitzvos? And, you know, doesn't Rashi and Chumash say that it should be whatever the numbers are, 7, 9, 11, 13, or 7, 8, 11, 13, according to the Arizal, whatever. It doesn't have to break down. That. And the answer is no. That's no one's shita, really, in how to tie it for real. That's what we do when we don't have tcheles, and it doesn't really matter how you tie it. So yeah, so we do those things. But if you actually have tcheles, then you have to actually learn through the sugya and figure out how to tie it for real. But that's not really anyone's shita in how to tie tcheles. So that's the idea that the Netziv suggests. That the Rambam and Ravid, on the one hand, understand tcheles fundamentally different than Rashi and Tosfos on the other hand. Rashi and Tosfos say tcheles and lavan are equal partners. Rambam and the Ravid say no. Lavan is the mitzvah of tzitzis. Tcheles is a winder. Tcheles is how you tie around the tzitzis. Yeah. No. No. Included in the eight, you're right, is still going to be the tcheles. I mean, there's no way to read the Rambam otherwise. So that's step one. Now, Rav Soloveitchik, if you look in Shiurei HaGrid, I don't know if anyone had a chance to take a look at this, but if you look on page five, the Shiurim of Rav Soloveitchik on Inyanei Tzitzis. This is one of the svarim that have the Shiurim of Soloveitchik on Inyanei Tzitzis. Someone showed me here that there's a better version of a sefer of Shiur of Salvejigan and Yanni Tzitzis that I must have at home, but I forgot to bring. But so if you look on the bottom, you know where the check is in the underline, in the bottom left hand corner. Tchelos v'lavan minin achutin. Rashi tells us mechzal mechzal dal tchelos v'dal lavan la Rambam zayin va'alef ul'rayvid vavu beis. It tells you the three basic shitos. Now, moving ahead, go to the next page, the underline section. Lahatosvos have a perish v'nasnu al tzitzis haknaf psil tcheles. According to Tosfos, when it says that you put on the tzitzis of the corner psil tcheles, it means shenashlim es acheftza shel tzitzis, dahainu al yedei ashlama schutei tzitzis al yedei hosafa schutei tcheles. What the pasuk means to tell us is that by using lavan and tcheles, you have now done tzitzis. Meaning they are both equal partners in the mitzvah of tzitzis. U'mistaver sheye ikar v'alsafa beza chalakam anefradim shavim b'misparam. And it makes sense that they should both be the same amount. But ula rambam v'harayvid have perusho v'nosnu al v'chulei sheyichroch al atzitzis shekvar nishla minyano. Before you even get to tcheles, you already have tzitzis, because the ikar of tzitzis is what? The lavan. So before you even get to tcheles, tzitzis is there. Now when you have tzitzis there, take tcheles and put it around the tzitzis. Krichas tcheles. Hasafik sha'oru atosos. Be'inyan tzitzis bizman hazeh, deleslan tcheles, yibaya dalet chutin karashi, orak beis. Now Tosos had the suffix. Tosos discussed the issue. Should you assume like Rashi, when we don't have tcheles, should you do four, which means eight strings of lavan? Or should you do only half? Should you do only the normal strings of lavan and only have two strings of lavan? So, hainu dafka lishitasum, that suffix only makes sense if you assume that tcheles and lavan are equal ingredients in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Then there's room for such a suffix. Well, how many should I do when I don't have tcheles? Did tcheles ba b'kadei lahashlim es minyan achutin? Because according to Rashi and Tosfos, you need tcheles to eat for as one of the ingredients for the mitzvah of tzitzis, and the number of strings has to be tcheles. Tcheles adds to the number of strings. Tcheles goes into arriving at the number of strings. Dainu lahashlim es achetzah shel tzitzis. The machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, whether in the absence of tcheles you have two strings or you have four strings, is how do we understand the idea that tcheles is mashlim the number of the total of four strings? Do we understand that it happens in two steps? Number one, what? Yeah, the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos really is. Do we understand that we have to, that number one, you have to be mashlim to make sure you have eight strings, and number two, in order to be mekayim that, make sure you do it al yidei tcheles? If that's the case, number one, you have to make sure you have eight strings, regardless. If you have tcheles, the best way to do that is through tcheles. So if you hold that way, then you would hold like Rashi. What does Rashi say? If you don't have tcheles, what do? Have all lavan, eight strings of lavan. Why? Because the first requirement is, make sure you have eight. The way Tosos will understand it is that no, there's a requirement to have two lavan and then be mashlim the other two with tcheles. And it's all one step, mashlim the other two with tcheles. There's no separate din of four strings absent the din of tcheles. It's to be mashlim the other two with tcheles. So if you don't have tcheles, so don't be mashlim the other two. And what are you left with? Two strings of lavan. That's according to Rabbi, we don't pass on like that, right? We pass on like the Rabban. Now, yeah?
According to Rashi, if that's really the case, the whole point of this and passion and number, if I have, like, if I have eight white and still being some kind of mitzvah or something, or
no? According to, say again?
According to Rashi.
Yeah, that's mashin the number.
The whole point of the tefillah is to be mashin the number of strings. So if I use white four white strings, is that, like, one word? That
could be the full mitzvah of tzitzis. Some sort of mitzvah of tzitzis, but certainly not in the fullest sense because you don't have tcheles. But it is the mitzvah of tzitzis. Now, according to the Rambam, if the whole roll of tchelas is only to use as a winder, and it's not really part of the definition of tzitzis, so when you don't have tchelas, how many strings should you have? Eight. Right, or four, whatever, however you want to say it. It's very, very confusing. Four long ones, which turns into eight. Why? Because there is a din that you need to have eight strings. Tchelas has nothing to do with that din. It's just there's a din that when you're winding, make sure you wind with the tchelas string as opposed to with any of the other strings. But the din of how many strings you have, that's a din in tzitzis. Tchelas has nothing to do with the din of tzitzis. The din of having tzitzis is a din in lavan. Elamai, we make a half of one string blue so that we have what to wind with. But the din of tzitzis is to have eight strings. So if there's no discussion, according to the Rambam, whether it should be, whether when you don't have tchelas, how many white strings you should have. There's nothing to talk about. Of course it's going to be eight. So that's the Rav Soloveitchik Sa'ara, if we understand this way, if we understand the tchelas as the korech and only as the korech. Now, when you read our sugya, it would turn out that if you hold like the Rabbanon, that tchelas is not makev love and love is not makev tchelas, so gardumim has nothing to do with our, right, when something gets cut off, it has nothing to do with our Mishnah. If you hold like the Rabbanon, it just means that you could be Yotzi Tcheles without Lovin and Lovin without Tcheles. And that's great according to Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi and Tosfos, Tcheles ain't a makiv as a Lovin means that if you have only Lovin and no Tcheles, according to Rashi and Tosfos, what does that mean? So you use only Lovin and you get the mitzvah. Okay, Machlokas, how many Lovins? But you use only Lovin and you get the mitzvah. And Lovin ain't a makiv as a Tcheles would mean that if you have only Tcheles, what does it mean? Use only tchelas and you'll get the mitzvah. Great! You'll still have tchelas and you'll get the mitzvah. According to the Rambam, there's a fundamental problem with that. According to the Rambam, okay, tchelas ain't a makiv is a lavan. If you don't have tchelas, you can still get the mitzvah with lavan. Great, no problem. I have no problems with that. The definition of tzitzis is lavan, so if I don't have tchelas, I could still do tzitzis. Doesn't matter how I tie it as much, because you don't have the korech, but do I have tzitzis? Oh yeah, I definitely have tzitzis. Right? What about the other half of the sentence? Halava neinu ma'akev es hatcheles. What does that mean according to the Rambam? If I don't have lavan, it means I could still be yotze the mitzvah of tcheles? The whole mitzvah of tcheles is to wrap it around the lavan. If you don't have lavan, you have nothing to wrap the tcheles around. The mitzvah of tcheles, the din of tcheles, is to use as a korech. Wrap around other tchelas. But that's not the mitzvah of tchelas. Meaning the mitzvah of tchelas is not to have other strings of tchelas. That's a mitzvah of lavan. So, according to the Rambam, lavan ein makiv es tchelas luchora doesn't make any sense. So, once the Gemara comes to the conclusion, at the very end, that according to Rebbe, the word ma'akev does not necessarily mean that if I don't have A, I could still use B, or if I don't that I can't use B, and if I don't have B, I can't use A. That's not necessarily what the word ma'akev means according to Rebbe. What does the word ma'akev really mean in the Mishnah when it says that love and ain't a ma'akev is ches, ches ain't a ma'akev is love, and it means that if I had them both and then one of them got cut, it's still kosher. So once you have this alternate definition of the word ma'akev, you have some other way to define the word ma'akev, the Rambam is going to say, now I got it. If I understand that tcheles is only a korech, so I had no problems with the words tcheles ein ma'akev as lavan, but how am I going to understand that lavan ein ma'akev as a tcheles? Now that I have an alternate definition of the word ma'akev, I'll tell you lavan ein ma'akev as a tcheles is talking about where I had them both, and then the lavan got cut.
Can we apply that to both lines of the Mishnah, or just...
No, only the second line. Right. Because the first line he has to hold like the Rabbanon, because he's trying to tell you that they're not Ma'akev. And that's why, if you look at the Rambam, it's so beautiful. The Rambam back in Halacha Dalet in source number 5. One second, look in the Rambam. Hatcheles einu ma'akev es alavan. Va'alavan einu ma'akev es hatcheles, says the Rambam in Halacha Dalet. Again, tcheles is not ma'akev. Lavan, lavan, zeinu ma'akev tcheles. Ketzad, the word ketzad means, what does this mean? Right? The word ketzad means, what is the translation of what I just said? So here's the translation. I said two things. There's tcheles ein ma'akev es lavan, and there's lavan ein ma'akev es tcheles. The first line, tcheles ein ma'akev es lavan, means, hare she'ein lo tcheles osa lavan levado. If you don't have tcheles, make only lavan. The Rambam never says, if you don't have lavan, make only tcheles. Because it's not true. What does it mean? Halavan einu makvis tcheles? The very next words. V'cheinim asa lavan utcheles. If you had them both and you made lavan and tcheles, v'nifsak halavan, and the lavan snapped, v'nismait at the knaf, and it got shortened all the way to the knaf, v'nishar tcheles levado, kosher. And you're left with only tcheles, it's still kosher, midin gardumin. So the Rambam never talks about if you have only tcheles, because there's nothing to talk about. You can't do anything if you have only tcheles. So probably not. I mean, we'll have to discuss what the din gardumim is. We don't pass like this in terms of the din gardumim anyway. Meaning, if all the lovens get snapped, according to, it's no good. It's not kosher. We don't pass in this way. But even according to the Rambam, that would not be kosher.
Why would the Rambam go out of his way and split it up? You could easily talk about the whole thing, talk about gardumim. But like you said before, the gardumim is just cut off.
Because he passes like the Rabbanan. If you were only talking about gardumim, then he's just saying Rebbe. But he passes like the Rabbanan. That tcheles ain't a makivis a lovin' means that you could do lovin' without tcheles.
You need gardumim to show that Rebbe is actually going like our mishmah.
Yeah, but what if you have only lovin'? According to Rebbe, you can't do the mitzvah at all. The Rambam holds you can.
The Rambam holds that they're not mocking each other. So it's a smara. If you hold that the tchilas is the hider and the lavan is the ikker, so that's a smara behind if it's cut off.
Why would gardumim? Okay, so that's a good shaila in the gardumim sugya. Okay, what does gardumim mean to begin with? Meaning, if you need something for a kasher chefzah shel mitzvah. Why does it help that it once was a kosher chefzah shel mitzvah? So we got to hold off till we get to gardumim bli neder. We'll get there. One or two last points. Now, according to the Rambam, one mitzvah or two mitzvahs? Tcheles and lavan. It's got to be one, because tcheles is not. It's not even. It's not an equal partner. It's just the way to tie around the tzitzit. So obviously, it's one mitzvah according to the Rambam. Says Rav Shechter at the end, though. The way we understand tcheles now, according to the Rambam, is that the real mitzvah is lavan. The real mitzvah of tzitzis is lavan. Tcheles is the mitzvah min amuvcha. It's the best way to do the mitzvah is by tying it around with tcheles. If that's the case, there is a comment that the Turei Evan has, where the Turei Evan suggests that one of the definitions of Bal Tigra, go back to Oz Dalet, actually, on page 7, you'll see it explicitly. On page 7, va'ayin tshuvas beis halevi shehevi svarim chudeshes me'asefer Turei Evan. Beis Halevi quotes a phenomenal chiddush from the Turei Evan. B'nogel agdaras halav de bal tigra. When it comes to the issue of bal tigra, de b'matil gimel tzitzios bebeged o b'chiser parsha me'atfilin, iav shalomer sheover bebal tigra. Turei Evan says, if I have three corners, three tzitzios on my beged, or I only have three parshas in my tefillin, that's not Bal Tigra. Why is that not Bal Tigra? Bal Tigra means I'm doing the mitzvah b'chisaron. I'm doing the mitzvah, but something's missing. When you have three parshas of tefillin, you know what you have? You have nothing. When you have three corners, three tzitzios, you have nothing. You're not doing the mitzvah b'chisaron. You're not doing the mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah at all. It's like three minim in the lulav. That's not Bal Tigra. It's just not a mitzvah. The definition of Bal Tigra, according to the Torah Evan, is that there is a kiyuma mitzvah. But you're not doing it the best way possible. You're not doing it bishle musa. Sharei lo, ve'ein lav zeh noeg, ela ba'osa eiza mitzvah, bigira'on. It's only if you're doing a mitzvah, but you're doing it missing something. Shekiyem a mitzvah ba'ofen sha'asa, you would have been mekayim the mitzvah the way you did it. El shechiser milekayim bishle musa, but you didn't fulfill the mitzvah bishle musa. It's a little different than Bal Tosif. See, Bal Tosif, you start with the mitzvah and then you add something on top of the mitzvah. But by Bal Tigra, you never started with the mitzvah. So how is that? I mean, if you have three parshas in the tefillin, you never started with the mitzvah. So how are you gonna have Bal Tigra where you start with the mitzvah but then you rechas or something? It has to be that you're mekayim the mitzvah. That you're actually being mekayim the mitzvah, and then it's just that you're not doing it the best possible way, and therefore it's Bal Tigra. That's why, if you skip ahead to page 9, Rav Shechter comes to the conclusion in the last underlined paragraph. ulefize bivadai ef shalomer shetchelas v'lavan muvus shtei mitzvos nefrados midein makven zeze. Certainly, they're not two separate mitzvos. Ef shalomer shalavan in a makven zetchelas. You can't say that you could do tchelas without lavan. That doesn't make sense. The karma, like we explained. V'nimtza shebivada yesh kan rak chod a mitzvah, and what is that mitzvah? Shel lavan. There's a mitzvah of tzitzis, and the mitzvah of tzitzis is defined by lavan. Ashenomer ba prat zeshel krichel supsil b'kdei l'kayim l'hach mitzvah bishleimusa. What's the role of the tcheles? It turns it from a mitzvah to a mitzvah bishleimusa, to a proper mitzvah. Ah, so if with tcheles it's a mitzvah bishleimusa. Umimele nira pashut shim nitvos kavanas haturi evan anal. That if it turns out that if you say like the Turi Evan, begeder alav de baltigra, with his definition of baltigra, dahainu kol shemekayim mitzvah begira own. Anytime you're mekayim a mitzvah, but it's missing something, kolomar shasa mitzvah lechadchila baofen shemekayim also rak b'di'eved. You do a mitzvah lechadchila in a way that you're really only fulfilling it b'di'eved. Then you violate baltigra. It would turn out, says Rav Shechter, if you don't have any tcheles available to you, so it's enough in the Mishnah. Hatcheles ein makev es halavan. Your best option is lavan alone, so do lavan. That's your mitzvah. That's not baltigra because you have no other option. But if you have the option, you have tcheles available to you, you have the option to do the mitzvah min hamufchar, and you choose not to do the mitzvah min hamufchar, you choose to do the mitzvah begira on, bechisar on, lacking something, you have now violated nisra d'oraisa of baltigra. Phenomenal chiddush, Rav Shechter holds this halacha l'maisa. I was once driving him back, he spoke in DRS once, more than once, but one time then he spoke in DRS, I was driving him home to Washington Heights, and it used to be, whenever I would drive him home from DRS, I would offer my 11th graders, anyone who wanted to come in the car and hang out with Rav Shechter for an hour in the car, and then, you know, hang out with me for an hour on the way back, or a half hour on the way back, I drove a little faster on the way back, they I welcomed them to come. So it used to be people were interested in doing that. So many, many years ago, when I used to still have takers for it, Sam Schertz, some of you guys may know, came with me, he was in my 11th grade cheer. Please, by all means. So he came with me in the car, and we were talking about this, and I had never heard the Shita Rav Shechter, and I said to him, you know, and he started going through the whole Baltigra. I was talking to him about Tcheles and about how to tie it and whether it's Makiv, different ways. And he said, yeah, it's a violation of Baltigra. So I said, Halach Lamaisa, if someone is wearing tzitzis without Tcheles, you would tell them better not to wear tzitzis at all? He said, yeah. I said, what about like high school kids? I should tell them that they shouldn't wear tzitzis if their parents aren't buying them tcheles? I said, yeah, you should tell them they shouldn't wear tzitzis unless they're going to buy tcheles. So I happened to have been, my tcheles were dirty dirty or lost or smelly from, you know, I don't know. So I happened to have not been wearing my tcheles at the time. I was wearing a regular pair of tzitzis. So right after I dropped Rav Shechter off, in the car, I just pulled off my tzitzis, you know. So Sam Schertz is like, I can't believe you just did that. First of all, it's midnight, but whatever. But you know, we'll get to that. You know, about Lila's, you know, Zman tzitzis, Lila's Zman tzitzis. But and you're supposed to wear tzitzis at night. But if you're wearing clothing. But anyway. So he holds this halacha l'maaseh. He really holds it for real. Now I do not tell this to my high school students generally that they shouldn't wear tzitzis because I like my job. I don't want to get fired, but also because I don't think it's the widely accepted opinion. Meaning, even amongst those who accept the Murex Trunculus Tcheles as Tcheles, don't necessarily accept this Chiddush of the Turi Evan and this application of the Chiddush of the Turi Evan. Meaning, the Turi Evan is a Chiddush. That's the definition of Baltigra, that there has to be a Kima Mitzvah Shelo B'Shleimusa in order for it to be. And also, if one would hold, let's say, it's two mitzvahs. Yolek Rashi and Tosos said it's two mitzvahs. So you have two strings of tcheles, two strings of lavan. It could be that it's not a mitzvah shelo b'shleimusa. Meaning, when I have only lavan, what am I doing? The mitzvah of lavan. So I'm doing one mitzvah, not the other. It's like I'm wearing tzitzis and not wearing tefillin. It's not baltigra to wear tzitzis without wearing tefillin. I mean, you could argue that if there are two mitzvahs, and certainly if you hold like Rashi and Tosos, where you have two strings of tcheles and two strings of lavan, where there's room to argue that it's two mitzvahs, so it's not a violation of baltigra. Meaning, we asked yesterday, l'mayin afkamina, whether something's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs, who cares about counting mitzvahs? The Ramban's big cash on the Rambam. Why is everyone so excited about counting mitzvahs? Yeah, I know, they just closed because there was a lot of noise out there. Why does it matter whether it's one mezuzah? So here might be enough kamina, whether it's going to be baltigra to do one without the other. If it's one mitzvah and you do one without the other, so it's a mitzvah shelo b'shlemus, it's baltigra. But if it's two mitzvahs, you do one without the other, it's a good, you did one mitzvah, you didn't do another mitzvah, it's not going to be a violation of baltigra. Yeah. Oh, I have to think about it. I'm not there. I have to think about it.
The Rambam really held that he's one mitzvah because small one is only mitzvah. It's just why in Sefer Mitzvah does he give the whole swear of Minyan Echa and why is he upset?
Yeah. Okay, I was hoping no one would ask that. This is a brilliant vart that Rosh Hashanah has, right? There's only one problem. The Rambam himself has to explain why he holds this one mitzvah,
and he doesn't say this.
So yeah, it's a problem. This explanation works really well with the Rambam in Mishnah Torah. It doesn't work quite as well with the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos. Yeah, a little bit of a problem. What a downer. You should have. Okay. All right. Okay, let's do a little bit of